Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. First, I'd like to wish you God's guidance and blessing and protection for the days and weeks and years to come, because, my friends, as I will show you today on this program, that is what we need. We don't need any humanly devised solutions to our many problems, because if we rely on those, we will be terribly disappointed. Now, the Americans and the rest of the world have been obsessed almost with the fiscal cliff. And many feel that what has been done by the end of the year hasn't really solved anything. It might have delayed the problems in regards to our economic demise, but it hasn't solved them. But I'm here to tell you that a greater danger is looming for the survival of this country and Great Britain and Canada and Australia and New Zealand and other English-speaking nations, which most people have no clue about. They are interested in maybe what is happening in their country, but they are not looking at the international scene. Now, here's an article which was published by The Guardian on December 30, which has one thing right, even though it doesn't quite see the other side of the coin. But I still like to briefly quote to you from this article. It says, "For Britain, a proud imperial power holding sway over vast territories spanning the globe, 1913 was a year it all began to go wrong. Will 2013 bring similarly epic transformations in the current world order? As was the case a century ago, seeds of change can be discerned. Britain oversaw the biggest, wealthiest empire ever known. London was the largest port in the world, Liverpool the second largest. Estimates suggest that up to a fifth of the world's population and perhaps a quarter of its land mass were under direct or indirect British rule." Now, let me just tell you that this happened because God saw to it that it would happen. God had promised these kind of blessings to Great Britain and the United States of America, if you know who in the Bible these nations are. This article goes on to say, "The first total or world war, which engulfed Europe the following year, may be said with hindsight to have changed everything. The Second World War and its aftermath confirmed the passing of Britain as a global power and, in effect, entrenched the two heirs to the age of empire." And then they are talking about that the United States of America became that world power. But now, they go on to say that China is rapidly approaching the point when the size of its economy will surpass that of the United States. Its military capability is expanding hand over fist. With overriding economic power inevitably comes political dominance, and the U.S., like Britain before it, will have to get used to the change. So they are saying America is on the way down and will be replaced by China. Now, let me just say that China, without any question, together with Russia, will play a very prominent role in the years to come. But it's not going to be that power these people are thinking about. Rather, it is, as the Bible clearly tells us, the United States of Europe. Now, the United States and Great Britain haven't really looked at the United States of Europe as to what it is going to become according to biblical prophecy. They have focused on the problems, but they haven't focused on what is prophesied. You see, The Local wrote on December 28 that German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble, who is actually known as a pessimist, very cautious guy, he said he believes the embattled Eurozone is already past the peak of its three-year-long debt crisis. Schäuble appeared more optimistic on what lies ahead for the Eurozone than Chancellor Angela Merkel. who has steadfastly refused to sound the all clear. She just gave a New Year's address where she said that we still have to battle that crisis. Now, of course, we also got to understand that elections are coming up in Germany in 2013, and maybe she wanted to tell the people, well, if things don't quite go as expected or as hoped, don't blame me. Blame the crisis. Nevertheless, French President François Hollande, according to this article in The Local, has repeatedly said the Eurozone crisis, which has at times threatened the very existence of the 17-country currency union, was passed. So they feel it has passed. They feel the crisis has been solved. Now, some may disagree. Some may say, no, there are still problems ahead. And there might very well be still problems ahead for Europe. But let me just tell you, as I have said from the very beginning, when the euro crisis hit, the euro is here to stay. The euro is not going to go away. Many have felt the whole thing will collapse. Europe will collapse. The EU will collapse. The euro will collapse. They have all been proven wrong. Notice this article by the Globe and Mail, dated December 28, 2012. Back in May, Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman penned one of his gloomiest columns about the single currency, a piece in the New York Times, entitled Apocalypse Fairly Soon. Suddenly it has become easy to see how the euro, that grand flawed experiment in monetary union without political union, could come apart at the seams, Mr. Krugman wrote. We're not talking about a distant prospect either. Things could fall apart with stunning speed in a matter of months, not years, he wrote. This article goes on to say Mr. Krugman was far from being alone in predicting imminent doom for the euro in 2012. Billionaire investor George Soros told a conference in Italy in early June that Germany had a mere 3 months window to avert European disaster. Then in July, William Boyter, chief economist at Citigroup and former Bank of England policymaker, raised the probability that Greece would leave the euro to 90%, even going so far as to provide a date on which it might occur. Mr. Butler's D-Day, January 1, 2013, no one believes a Grexit, a Greek exit, or catastrophic implosion of the Eurozone, for that matter, is just around the corner. Half a year ago, the chorus calling an end to the euro reached a crescendo. Among the chief doom mongers were some of the world's leading economists and investors, many of them based in the United States. So they were all wrong. But many people listened to them, listened to their false predictions, because they didn't understand the Bible, and nor do those economists, those quote-unquote experts. They don't know what God has prophesied, and because of that, they are using human reasoning to judge certain situations, and you cannot do that. It goes on to say, fast forward 6 months, and their prophecies look ill-judged. I might say, not just ill-judged, they are wrong. They were wrong. The euro has rebounded against the U.S. dollar. Even the gloomiest of the gloomy are revising their forecasts. Europe has surprised me, which is political resilience, Mr. Krugman admitted earlier this month. With the benefit of hindsight, it seems clear that many simply underestimated the political will in Europe to keep the euro together. Of course, it wasn't just the political will of the Europeans. It was the prophecies of the Bible. Because, my friends, the Bible tells us, and has been telling us for thousands of years, that the ancient Roman Empire will be revived one more time in Europe in these last days. And it will be ultimately led by 10 nations or groups of nations, you can call it Core Europe. And they, in turn, will be led by a very charismatic, economic, political, and military leader called the Beast in the Scriptures. That is going to happen. Most people have no clue as to what the Bible says about it. And so they have been speculating about the euro is going to fail, not realizing that the euro is a must. See, the euro is the glue which keeps Europe together. It can't fail because the quote-unquote European experiment, as some have said, is there to stay. You see, we are far too far advanced in the timeline of biblical prophecy than to assume that Europe will collapse. We have to start from scratch all over again. For more than 55 years with the Treaty of Rome, Europe has been in existence. Now, the Treaty of Rome has been modified or amended several times, last time during the Treaty of Lisbon. But the point is, it has been amended. It hasn't been wiped away. We are there to stay in the timeline of biblical prophecy. Now, let me just say this. The journey towards European unification has been long. The Bible says that ultimately, when the final configuration comes into place, it will be quick, it will be short, it will be surprising to many. Now, Mr. Krugman and others have been surprised by the will of the Europeans to save the euro. That surprise is nothing in comparison with their amazement when Europe comes together as prophesied in Scripture. But let me also tell you this. When that happens, the time is very short for Jesus Christ to return, because the Bible tells us that when that happens, it will be only a very short time. And when that happens, World War III is going to occur. And that is where I was talking about at the beginning, the greater danger for the United States of America and Great Britain, because the Bible tells us clearly they will lose in that war. America and Great Britain will go down completely. Our economic problems internally are nothing in comparison with the destruction which we will all encounter when Europe has come together, because the Bible tells us they are going to be the ones attacking us. And the Bible also tells us it's our fault, at part, because we have turned our back on God. We are sinning without any restraint, like the people in Sodom and Gomorrah have. And we don't care about God. And God says, I've given you the blessings as I've promised them to you, but I'm taking them away right now, and you will be defeated in war. And it's going to happen. The Bible tells us so. But now, even though we know the time is short, even though we know that Jesus Christ says, when you see these things happening, you know that it is in front of the door. I am coming quickly. We are not setting any dates. We mustn't set any dates. Many people have set dates and have said, oh, we know when Jesus Christ comes back. We know when the end of the world, the end of this present age is going to come. Martin Luther even set several dates. Popes have set dates. Others have set dates, even in recent history. They all have been proven wrong. Why? Because God tells us through his Son, Jesus Christ, that only he, the Father, knows. Even the Son doesn't know. The angels don't know. No human being knows. Who are you that you think you know? If you give a date, you are proven to be wrong, and you are going to be judged by God as a false prophet. So let's be careful that we don't fall into this trap of speculation. But let's also be careful that we understand from the parable of the fig tree, times are getting closer. And with that warning and also encouragement, because Jesus Christ is going to come back to make an end to all this nonsense and to establish a wonderful, peaceful world tomorrow, I am wishing you all of God's blessings and protection and security and health for those days and years to come. Thanks very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.